This week's Wisdom Point is brought to you by our upcoming Soul Detox virtual event on Thursday, March 14th. It's designed for you if you're a purpose chaser who really wants to trust yourself to integrate who you are authentically in every aspect of your life, because surface level success just isn't cutting it anymore. You're ready to drop the fake stuff and step into the most powerful version of you. Come hang out with me and purpose chasers from all over the world for this half day complimentary event. It's going down again on March 14th, and you can grab your complimentary registration at patricewashington.com/souldetox. That's patricewashington.com/souldetox. The Soul Detox was probably one of the biggest game-changing events of my life in 2023. Not just for myself, but for the community. When I realized that I was gaming my own therapist because I was fully self-aware and always knew how to logically talk through things, of course, because I read the books and I listen to podcasts and I have all of these amazing clients and peers and all the stuff, I knew that if I was really going to heal from shedding my former marriage and then my home and all of the things that I had become accustomed to that honestly just weren't of service to me anymore, not for where I feel like God truly wanted to take me, something was going to have to shift. And I started to really sit with this idea of, you know, again, you're very self-aware, but are you soul aware? Like, what do you deeply, deeply need, want, and desire? And do you have the confidence, clarity, and conviction to go after it? So this really started for me around 2022. And then in 2023, we did the first Soul Detox, and it was beautiful. But what really vexed my heart was that I only opened it up to about 100 people because I was still getting comfortable and confident in the idea that this is the direction that Redefining Wealth was going in. But we had over 400 people who tried to get 100 seats. And then we did it again, and it was wonderful and it was beautiful, but still in my spirit, God says there's more. And so this is your personal invitation. If you've heard of Soul Detox before and you've thought to yourself, man, I think this is something that I need, or you tried to get one of those seats when I first talked about it last year, and it was just a chaotic process, I'm going to keep it real, to get the seat because there were all kind of pre-calls and things that you had to do. I have simplified it. I have streamlined the process, and I'm super excited about offering this body of work in particular that has been such a blessing to me, and I believe will be a blessing to you. Listen to what I talk about from an episode that I did last year called Some Signs That You Need a Soul Detox, and just see if this resonates with where you are in your journey. If you are someone who is just tired, first of all, you're tired, meaning you're exhausted. It's not that you're just physically tired. It could be that your soul is tired. The backpedaling on your vision, the indecisiveness about your purpose, the inability to just confidently take the next step on your dreams, all of that can occur when we are really sitting in what I call a lot of disobedience and going back and forth, looking to the left and right and not really embracing how to look up and look within to get our answers. Take a listen and see if this resonates with you. Let's connect those to if your soul needs a detox. So let's just start with you gain weight and you're unable to lose it. Let's just start with that, because many of us have been picking up baggage for years. We have been picking up other people's problems. And us wanting to be a savior, we will add people unconsciously to our budget because we want to be the savior and put the cape on and make sure everyone knows that we're the one in the family that made it and people can always come to us. But in creating a space where they can always come to us, we also don't give them the dignity of their own process. We don't give them an opportunity to create a process for their process, for the life that they are processing. Right? We create additional stress and strain in ourselves. It's not really ours. It doesn't belong to us. And we start to take on their stress. They need to deal with the stress that comes from their lack of planning, but we tend to take that on. So when you think about the baggage in your life, how many things have you taken on, whether that's other people's stress or financial obligations that really don't belong to you, or limiting beliefs or labels that no longer serve you. All of these things add to the baggage of our lives. And your soul is probably so worn out because your soul wants to exercise your life's purpose. Your soul knows why you were born. Your soul knows that you were born with purpose, on purpose, for purpose. And there is something that you are uniquely coded to do in this world. But because you've taken on everyone else's baggage, you can't even see it. You can't imagine it. You can't dream that it's possible for you. And your soul is exhausted from trying to get your attention. Your soul is telling you, no, go this way, do this thing. I bet you if you turn right here, you're going to encounter someone who has the power to bless you, but you can't hear it. And if you do hear it, you're not willing to follow it because you're weighed down by things that no longer serve you, by ideas, thoughts, indoctrinations, belief systems, all this stuff that was never yours to begin with. And so many of us have lived this way, not just for 6 months, not just for the last year, not for the 3 years since the pandemic. If you're honest, if you're radically honest, you've been living this way for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, decades. Can you imagine what it's like to carry around that type of weight and that type of burden? Imagine yourself just piling on all of this clothes and all of these bags, every label, every idea that someone else puts on you, every belief system that no longer serves you, all of these things are weight. Imagine walking around with all of this weight on you. That's exactly what you're doing. Just because you can't see it, it doesn't mean that it's not weighing you down. It doesn't mean that it's not costing you something. And it is definitely exhausting your soul. So that's one way to know if it's time for you to do a soul detox. An opportunity to just start to shed the weight, to peel off the layers of ideas that no longer serve you, to peel back the layers of things that maybe served you in one season, but they're killing you in this season. That's one way to know if it's time to do a soul detox. Here's another one. Many of us are emotionally, mentally, spiritually worn out. And we are typically emotionally and mentally worn out when we do not know how to make choices for ourselves with conviction. What wears us out is being in a space where we have an idea, we have a thought, we have a nudge, something that I believe God is putting in your awareness for you to actually follow. And you do what many people I've coached before do. And myself included, you talk yourself in and you talk yourself out in the same breath. You get an idea and something you feel really called to follow, and then you straddle the fence. You overthink. You make it more difficult than it has to be. You dream in full color, which I think is beautiful and important. But it's also equally important to remember that you can have a 10.0 version of the dream, but you have to get to 1.0 first. I don't even know what iPhone we're on anymore. I think it's like iPhone 14 or something. I have no idea. But we wouldn't be here without the first iPhone, without the first iteration that they sold us, knowing that there were bugs, knowing that there was imperfection, knowing that they were going to depend on us to tell them what was wrong with it so that they can fix it and create the 2.0. There's no way to just get the 14.0 version or the 10.0 version of what you desire without going through different iterations. And many times we are tired and fatigued, not from doing what God told us to do. We are tired and fatigued from thinking and overcomplicating and adding all of these layers and barriers and blocks to just doing the thing, knowing that we just have to start. God does not require perfection. I believe that God requires obedience. And sometimes it's about us taking the next best step. Now, the thing that the soul detox will help you do is really identify why you do that. It'll help you get to the root because, again, we don't change fruits without changing roots. It'll help you get to the root of why do I respond that way? Why am I using that type of language? Why do I put a but? Right. When I have an idea and when something comes to mind, I tend to add a but. That would be great, but that's not for people like me. I would love to do that, but my kids are still young. The Soul Detox is going to teach you how to identify the reason that you add the but and replace it with and. And makes things possible. I may be here, this is true, and the desires of my heart are still available to me. Versus, this thing is true, but insert whatever excuse, rationalization, unhelpful thought pattern. The but takes away from the very thing that God has given you freely. And so this is the thing that exhausts us. It's one thing to be physically exhausted from actually doing what you were called to do. It's another thing to be spiritually and mentally and emotionally exhausted, and you haven't even taken the next best step to really make it happen. Oh, I still feel this every time. And I think that even what I do in this Soul Detox, which will be the only one for 2024, I am just receiving so many downloads and I'm getting so many more distinctions that I know are going to be powerful. If you came to Committed to the Vision, if you've ever joined me for any of the things that I've done, even if I offer something free or complimentary, please be clear. It is so jam-packed with the real. I do not come to play around with a bunch of fluff. I am doing this the day before my birthday because I want to invest in more of my people, purpose chasers, getting free to commit to the vision they have for their lives. And I know that a lot of this excess weight that we have been carrying around and not releasing is burdening us. It is shackling us. It is anchoring us in ways that are killing us. You may be here physically, obviously, because you're listening to this, but is there something in your spirit, in your soul, in your essence that has just been laying dormant or just feels dead because you're not fully awake? You're still on autopilot and you're not operating from a place of authenticity. I want you to feel lighter. I want you to feel clearer. I want you to understand this is not about trying to get to some level of perfection. This is about imperfect people being able to still say, God, use me. I got things to do. I came here with purpose, on purpose, for purpose, and I don't want to just keep carrying around all this stuff that's not helping me get there. I want to drop the weight. If that's you, I invite you to join me, patricewashington.com/soul detox. We are going to do this work together. If you're hearing this, it's the divine right time. This is your invitation. You're not hearing it by accident or by happenstance. This is the divine right time. And I pray that everyone who is open and ready to receive gets what they came for. This week, you will hear from Miss Wanda Thompson, who was a student in Pillar Mastery, not once, but twice. And our full episode this week is where she's going to share what happened since going through her own shedding season and losing the excess weight, not just physically, but energetically and mentally and all the things as well, after being stuck in a church hurt for 15 years. I want you to know that whether you have felt stuck for 5 months or 5 years or 15 years, like Miss Wanda, there is hope for you. And I believe for many of us, it's going to start at Soul Detox. So again, this is my personal invitation to you to show up for yourself and come and see, because I believe one thing can change everything. And I truly want that for you. If you're going to redefine wealth for yourself and answer the call and stay committed to the vision, I guarantee you there's something that you have to detoxify yourself from. And let's go through that together. Until Miss Wanda's episode, I will see you guys later. This has been Wisdom Point with Patrice Washington.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.